Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game here on this Friday. High school football tonight. I know some schools elected to play last night, I believe. Is that right, Joe?
That is correct. I'm not sure how many, but there were quite a few.
A big one tonight. The Oakland High School Patriots taking on Antioch. We say hello to Kevin Creasy from Oakland High School. Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing good, guys. How are you?
We are fantastic. It's been a minute since we've gotten a chance to talk to you, and this is going to be a pretty big battle tonight. You might have to deal with some of the weather. So how are you feeling about going into this one against Antioch?
Yeah, you know, we were not going to change the game no matter what the weather was. You know, we ended up playing our last game last year in a pouring down monsoon, and we obviously need to get better at playing in those kind of conditions. So if it rains tonight, it does. If it doesn't rain, even better. But, you know, we got more things to worry about than the weather. Antioch's coming in undefeated. And, you know, new coach Marcente Broom is doing a heck of a job. And so, you know, they got some good players, and so we got our hands full.
So when you know weather could be an issue, I mean, what do you do? Do you try and, you know, practice with a wet football? Do you try and simulate some of that stuff? Or what are some things you can do to prepare?
Yeah, all summer when it's been bad weather and no lightning, of course, but just rain, we've stayed outside and we've practiced in it. So, you know, part of it's a mindset. Definitely need to get used to you know, playing in the elements and don't want to be known as an indoor team. You know, we've got a nice indoor, but, you know, all summer, anytime it's rained, we've stayed out in it.
We're talking to our very good friend, Kevin Creasy. Coach, how's Tyler Bell doing? You ever see him?
No, I haven't seen him in a while, but he did shoot me a text. I hadn't heard from him in years, but he shot me a text the other day after we beat Anna, Texas, and said he was proud of me. So that was good.
What was that like going down there in Texas, beating a very good program? Because when I see that and I see everybody weighing in on that victory for you guys, we're like, man, way to go. That was a very impressive win. How proud of you were for your kids and your staff for that?
Well, you know, it's going to be a long bus ride home if we didn't win. You know, 10 and a half hours on a bus is bad enough. But if you barely lose, that makes it even worse. But, no, that was a huge win for us. The very next week, Anna, Texas, who we defeated, played a state champ from Texas and was up on them like 35-7 at halftime. So obviously the team that we beat was really good and has a great chance of repeating as state champs in Texas. So, yeah, just real proud of our guys. And the best part was, you know, one of our best players, you know, DeJuan Morris, who's up for Mr. Football last year, he was injured. So our guys went out there, and instead of making excuses, they made things happen. So I'm real proud of them for, you know, a hard-fought victory out in Texas. And like I said, it's going to be a hard game tonight as well.
Well, tell me what Antioch and Arsente Broom, the head coach there, is doing so well, because that's a program in the last years have been really down on its luck. But, I mean, Coach, I've seen that team play. That's a good football team coming into your house tonight.
Oh, absolutely. You know, they've got a heck of a quarterback. I think it all starts with the quarterback. And, of course, his dad's the offense coordinator. You know, they've got a lot of tradition of guys that were winning back in the day that now their kids are playing there. And you know, they got a lot of pride playing for the Bears. So, at the end of the day, I think that's pretty cool, you know, that they got the community support and a bunch of alum that are, you know, sending their kids there. Like I said, the quarterback started as a freshman last year. He's only a sophomore, so he'll be one of the top recruits rolling into next year as a junior. So offense is very explosive, and then, of course, defense, very athletic on defense and running around, you know, making a lot of big plays on defense. So they've beaten some really good teams. You know, Lebanon, they started the season by beating Lebanon, you know, a perennial playoff team that we usually see every year in the playoffs, you know, beat Lebanon. Turn right back around and beat Nolensville, and then, you know, shut out Cambridge the next week. So three quality wins, and, you know, we're expecting a big game tonight.
How much does it – I mean, you won the state title three of the last 4 years, and you know what happens when you hit the playoffs. How important is this game – and I hate to use the word coach, it's a measuring stick for your team, but how important is it to play a team like this who's really good in your backyard to kind of see where you are in the early part of the season?
Yeah, you know, that's kind of what we've always done. You know, when we scheduled this game a couple of years ago, we didn't know you know, how good Antioch would be. They went through a couple coaching changes since then. And at the end of the day, you know, we try to get the front end of our schedule pretty tough. You know, like I said, going on the road, playing Texas, playing Independence. But then scrimmaging MBA, we scrimmaged Macaulay, we scrimmaged Lipscomb Academy. So we definitely need to kind of see where we are. And I think the first part of the season, including the scrimmages, kind of show us who can play. And then ultimately it shows us who can't play. So, you know, with a team like we've got some spots that are available. You know, we always got competition going on. So there's always room for improvement, and there's always competition so people can move in and out of the starting positions.
We're talking to Coach Kevin Creasy at Oakland High School, and I don't feel like this has really ever been an issue for you guys, but, you know, when you're 18, 17, 18 years old, it's easy to get distracted and look ahead, and, you know, you got Blackman next week. How do you kind of coach that if you feel like the guys are – you know, taking their eye off the ball a little bit, you know, maybe at some point during the week? How do you, you know, deal with that if you feel like they're looking ahead and not taking things as seriously as they should?
Yeah, you know, that happens. You know, it happens with coaches that are 50 years old. I know it happens with teenagers. You know, last week we were playing a semifinal team out of Brownsville who has two or three guys with D1 offers and came out kind of flat, you know, and 7 minutes into the ball game, you know, we still hadn't touched the ball on offense, and our defense having a hard time stopping them. And, you know, luckily we had a pick six for about 70 yards and changed the momentum of the game. But, you know, kind of came off the, I guess, the Anna Texas hangover and, you know, finally woke up and, you know, like I said, made some plays. But at the start of the game, you know, our offense wasn't clicking, you know, went three and out, punted for the first time all year. So, you know, that was a good eye-opening experience for us. And at the end of the day, you know, it reminds us that you better be ready to play every week. And, you know, you can look ahead to Blackman, but at the same time, you never know if you're going to have a starting lineup. You never know if that guy that's looking ahead is going to, you know, be ready to play or be healthy enough to play. And so our lineup has changed every week, you know, with good competition. A lot of times comes injuries. And you know, unfortunately, we've already been hit with the injury bug. But, you know, you can't worry about Blackman. You got to worry about, you know, Antioch coming to town. That's who we play, and that's who we got to focus on.
And I'm sure you do it during the week after film study, but do you, you know, kind of, I don't know if cherish is the right words, but look forward to those coaching moments where you can have those teaching moments with your team? Like, you know, I mean, you guys have had a lot of success over the years, but, you know, when you can find those opportunities to say, hey, we can learn from this, don't you jump at that?
Yeah, you know, I think that's what we were telling them before we went out with Brownsville is, you know, guys, you know, it's our first home game, and you're not guaranteed but five home games. And, you know, with injuries the way they are, you're only guaranteed tonight. So let's go out and, you know, let's hit the ground running. And, you know, a lot of guys learned that lesson. We had a senior get hurt, you know, had an MRI yesterday. We find out the results today, but, you know, he may not play anymore. So it makes you understand that, you know, this game is 98% practice and 2% game. And when you get a chance to play, you better take advantage of all the opportunities given to you.
All right, Coach, this is one reason that I think the world of you. In the world of football today, you know, everybody's pass happy, pass happy, pass happy. The fact that you still run a kind of simulated version of the wing T just makes me so happy. Will you ever go away from the wing T?
Well, you know, that's the thing about it. We get kind of pigeonholed as a wing T team. We like to call it multiple, if anything. You know, at the end of the day, we feel like we do try to run the ball first, and then that helps set up our pass. You know, our quarterback is my son, and, you know, I think he's had 30 attempts in three games, so that's 10 a game, but Uh-oh. He makes the most of them. You know, I think he's completed like 20 out of 30, and six of the 20 are touchdowns. So, you know, we feel like we're pretty efficient in the pass game. When we do throw it, we feel like we make big plays. So, yeah, I mean, we base it out of the wing tee, and then out of that, if you come to a game, you see that it's really very multiple, and it's pretty tough on a defensive guy to kind of pigeonhole us into really what we are.
Yeah, I love
a lot of different things.
Yeah, I've seen some of the games where you freeze the linebacker because of the wing tee, And the next thing he knows, you're running past him. I'm like, oh, that is heaven for me in football. When you could do that to the linebacker, he has no idea where the ball is. And you guys run that to perfection. So that's why I wanted to bring that up. So, but thanks, Coach,
yeah,
for that.
We try to make it tough on the defense. And, you know, with the right players, it is tough.
Coach Kevin Creasy is with us, Oakland High School. Coach, good luck tonight against Antioch. We appreciate it as always. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, appreciate you guys having me on.
Absolutely. Kevin Creasy, one of our favorites from Oakland. And I mean, he's done a tremendous job with that program over the years. How many state titles now? Is it
He's
five?
Got five there, but I think he won two at Trousdale. Yeah. I may be off one or two there, Coach, but you're a winner, and that's all we know. And so we always appreciate him coming on.
100%. It's funny, though, whenever I hear him, you know, we talk to him, and, like, they've done a lot of winning. They have not lost a lot,
right,
you know, since he's been there. And, you know, he'll be like a coach that – it's like, yeah, well, we did, you know, we might have won 48-7, but right, you know, they did this. And it reminds me of the time that there was a game where Alabama and Saban was, I mean, it was like 48-7, something like that. And there's 10 seconds left in the game. He's got the second or third team in, and they line up wrong, and he called a timeout to yell at him for lining up wrong.
When we come back, I tell you a really quick, funny Saban story that I was told?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. We'll do that next. Plus, we're going to get into the Titans and their matchup against the Jets. Chris Sanders will join us at the top of the hour. It is Chasing Big Joe, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel on this Friday, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.